On this episode of Secrets of Home Builders, Pat Cardone interviews Carrie McCormick. Carrie is a real estate broker with At Properties. She is one of the most recognized real estate agents in Chicago. Her expertise in development projects makes her highly sought after by both buyers and sellers.
Hi, this is Pat with SG Home Builders. I'm here with Carrie McCormick from At Properties. We're here talking today about the secrets of home building. Carrie, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how long you've been in the business?
Absolutely, Pat. So thanks for having me today. I'm Carrie McCormick with At Properties. Mm-hmm. I have been buying and selling real estate for 18 years.
Oh, my.
So for quite a while.
You started when you were a baby.
That's right. I sure did. Thank you. So I actually started in the development side of the business back in the late 90s and was in that for quite a few years and then got into the redevelopment of homes and then into just general brokerage. Mm-hmm. So I feel that I've got a great background of rounding out construction, development, marketing, planning,
right,
and of course sales.
I mean, the whole point about almost all of our business is marketing. I mean,
right,
unfortunately, even builders don't realize that it's tough. If you're expecting to just have word of mouth be project to project, you still have to work this.
Absolutely, every day.
You know, and you know, this program, basically, we talk about, you know, the new construction process or rehab process, mm-hmm, basically. So in your experience, mm-hmm, just think as a buyer, what was the greatest fear you think that buyers face walking into new construction?
So before it was like drywalled or framed?
No, I just mean thinking about even doing a project.
Yeah.
What are their fears? Because this is your expertise. You listen to their fears over tables.
So a lot of buyers can't envision the product,
right,
the end product. So from the early stages of new construction, you know, walking into a home that is, you know, just framed, mm-hmm, they can't envision room sizes, the size of the room, just, you know, the look and feel of the house. So they have a hard time envisioning that, you know, selling off of a floor plan.
Right, because it's just two-dimensional.
Absolutely.
You know, the thing I've noticed is that I'm seeing is a lack of expectation. They watch the shows and they expect it's going to be this, but when you actually get into the process, it's much more mundane.
Right.
And it's much more about money.
Right. And it's also the fear of budget.
Yeah.
You know, because they're buying a home at a base price. You know, we have the spec sheets, the finishes. Again, we walk the space. But once they get into it, you know, it's that fear of, well, what if I want to change this? Or what if I want to change that? And then not knowing if they're cost conscious, what the budget's going to end up to be like.
Right. That's
and
scary.
Buyers that are not savvy in construction and not understanding the process of it, you know,
right,
you know, when the plumbing needs to go in or when the electrical needs to go in and at what point can you make changes. So there's a lot of hand-holding from my point of view,
right,
you know, with the buyers and educating them on construction.
Yeah.
So
what's going to happen?
Right. What's going
to
happen, how it's going to happen, what the expectations are. And then of course,
well, let's just say someone calls Karen McCormick and says, I want to build a new house. In my mind, first place is always money. So do you take them to money or where do you go first with them? Or do you just try to qualify them to see, well, maybe they want another, maybe we can just get them existing. Let's try to define who they are and
right,
what they can really afford and what their real risk factors are.
Correct.
Because it sounds great when you're watching TV and everything turns out hunky-dory.
Right. Everything looks pretty on TV. So I would say it's first a meeting, like you said, just to talk about risk tolerance,
yeah,
and then time frame too,
yeah,
you know, because building a house takes a big commitment,
yeah,
and you've got to be a little flexible on your time. So right, it is a sit down meeting to get to know them a little bit better. And then also what I'd like to do is take people out to look at existing homes,
yeah, smart,
so they know what, so I know what they like.
Right.
And again, it's just that process of setting it up so they know what the expectations are.
Right.
Once we get to a point, if they do want to build, then we talk about financing.
Right.
And we've got obviously a lot of banks and different opportunities for them to lend money and get money.
Well, absolutely. There's a lot of aggressive lenders out there right now, especially the small community banks are looking for projects in the city because they know that, you know, there's value here and there's tremendous income.
Right.
You know, so I mean, when you did retrofitting and stuff in the past, tell me what was your experience trying to do the construction side?
When you say retrofitting,
well, I mean, you're saying you rehab homes and
yeah,
stuff like that. Tell me your experiences.
So, you know, I've had positive and negative experiences with it.
Well, let's start with the positive.
The positive is finding a gem. I mean, finding some of these Chicago graystones, these houses that have great bones that, you know, were built in the early 1900s, you know, like we just don't build them anymore like this. No. So to find something like that that's got the good bones and to set the budget up front, the performance numbers up front, so we know how much the project's going to cost, and just having a good end result. And I really think it's a good team of people who have expertise in each of their fields. So for example, when I go scout out a property, I'll tell the potential buyer, the purchaser of the home, this is what needs to be done to this house. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously the plumbing, electrical, HVAC, these are the types of finishes that need to go in this house to fit the neighborhood. And of course, I know rough prices, but then we need to get an expert in there to look at the bones of this house and give the numbers. So when all the parties are in sync with each other and we have a good team, you've got a good end result.
Yeah. It is a team effort, without a doubt. Yeah. I mean, you know, the whole point to me is that sometimes people get obsessed with, well, I'll do a design build or I'll do this or I'll do that. You've got to understand that there's pros and cons to every sort of building construction project you get into, and also the people you work with. And having someone like you makes a huge difference. Because someone who's been through it, or at least tried to do it, you understand there's a lot more to this and a lot more moving parts.
And you do have to also have, I don't want to say deep pockets, but you've got to have some money in hand that if something does go wrong. Damn. And that's what I've seen is some amateur builders purchase something and think, oh, we can just, you know, keep this, or we don't have to take down that. And, you know, you get into the project and you realize...
Or the city tells you.
Or the city tells you what you have to do. You know, you really got to, again, understand the building codes, what the market is bearing at the time, and just, you know, pad it a little bit for the what-ifs.
For what-ifs. You know, it's funny, the seminars I do with people thinking about building is I always tell them they need liquidity on the side as well. No matter how much they put down, they need liquidity, because most construction lending is very restrictive in terms of how and where you pull money out to place your special orders.
Right.
You got to spend $80,000 on your kitchen cabinets. Well, that guy wants $40,000 to start.
Right.
He's not going to go, oh, gee, I met this nice couple. I'm going to build $80,000 worth of cabinets, you know. So, I mean, that's what I always say. It's about set expectations, which it sounds like is exactly what you do. It's about setting expectations. Know that this is a process, that you're going to have liquidity. Then you still have your loan, you know.
Right.
And we always tell people, go ahead and put, if you have a credit card that gives you mileage, use that.
Yeah.
That way you get a trip at the end
of this.
That way
you go to Hawaii after.
That's what I was saying. After you go through all this suffering and worrying about which handle should I use on my faucets.
Right. And there are some people, when you start really talking about the nitty gritty of it, you take away all the HGTV, fun part of it, and just start talking about the finances and the time commitment and the selections. And you can watch someone's body language too.
Eyes glaze over.
Yeah, you see, you know, it's, but you've got to put those expectations up there. You've got to be upfront about it. And if they're still gung ho and, you know, they're committed to it, then it makes it a nice project.
Absolutely.
If you'd like to reach Carrie and discuss more ways that you can work on your own development project, whether for yourself or an investment project, you can reach her by going to @properties.com. For more episodes of Secrets of Home Builders, you can visit us at sghomebuilders.com.